When things aren't going quite the way we'd hoped in life, the thing we naturally want to do is to imagine that somehow God's gone AWOL. You know, he's off somewhere, well, who knows where. And when we're in that frame of mind, the last thing we expect is the favour of God. Would God really show his favour to me in the middle of all this? Really? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome to the program today as we continue with the next message in this series called A Journey into the Blessings of God. Can I tell you, over this last week and a half, I've been really blessed by just spending time following this young woman, Ruth, along her journey. The book of Ruth happens pretty early on there in the Old Testament. It's an intriguing little book, just four chapters and a handful of pages in my Bible. And it's the story of this Moabite woman who follows her mother-in-law, Naomi, back to the land of Israel. They're both widowed. Naomi's an Israelite, and she decides to go back to her kinfolk because that's the safest place for a widow to be, amongst her family and friends, not over here in the foreign land of Moab. Ruth, the daughter-in-law, takes the courageous decision deep in her heart to follow Naomi back to the promised land, back to the land of blessing. And the moment she arrives there, to get to work to chase down God's blessing. Let's have a listen. Ruth chapter 1, beginning at verse 22. So Naomi returned together with Ruth the Moabite, her daughter-in-law, who came back with her from the country of Moab. They came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest. Now Naomi had a kinsman on her husband's side, a prominent rich man of the family of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, "Let me go to the field and glean amongst the ears of grain behind someone in whose sight I may find favour." And she said to her, "Go, my daughter." Now, what we saw yesterday on the program was that the decision to come to God's land, amongst God's people, and then to set about stepping out into the blessing of God was really starting to pay off. And just at the right time, Boaz shows up. And he notices Ruth in the field. He remembers the loyalty Ruth showed to his relative Naomi. He sees how hard Ruth has been working, picking up the gleanings in the field behind the labourers. The leftovers that according to God's law were to be left for the poor and the needy to pick up. Now think about it. They return to the promised land when? Just at the time of the harvest, when they can get the blessing of food. And then Boaz shows up in the field when? Just at the right time to notice Ruth, exactly what she intended as she walked ahead, stepping out into the field of God's blessing. And then the mighty favour of God begins to fall on her. Let's pick up a story, Ruth chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. Then Boaz said to Ruth, "Now listen, my daughter, do not go to glean in another field or leave this one, but keep close to my young women. Keep your eyes on the field that is being reaped and follow behind them. I have ordered the young men not to bother you. If you get thirsty, go to the vessels and drink from what the young men have drawn." Then she fell prostrate with her face on the ground, and she said to him, Why have I found favour in your sight that you should take notice of me when I am a foreigner?" But Boaz answered her, "All that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband has been fully told to me, and how you left your father and your mother and your native land and came to a people that you did not know before. May the Lord reward you for your deeds, and may you have a full reward from the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge." Then she said to him, "May I continue to find favour in your sight, my Lord, for you have comforted me and spoken kindly to your servant, even though I am not one of your servants." Now, all that may seem a little bit much to thee and me. I mean, she falls down at his feet and all that stuff. But remember, she's a widow. And in those days, widows are destitute. She's a Moabite, an enemy of Israel in this foreign, what to her must have seemed dangerous land. She's hard up against it. She's at the end of her rope. Her very life dangles in the balance because of the lack of a husband, the lack of the protection and provision that only a husband could bring in that time and that place. And now, As we began to see yesterday on the program, Boaz tells her what he knows of her, her faithfulness to his widowed relative Naomi, her incredible courage at coming to the land of Israel, the decision to come under the wings of the Lord, the God of Israel, for protection. What Boaz is saying is, you've chosen well. You are a good person, and he blesses her. May the Lord reward you for your deeds, and may you have a full reward from the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge. Was she perfect? No. No doubt she made some mistakes along the way, but she had made some good choices, loyalty, courage, hard work, and these had been noticed. Can I tell you something? You and I, we're not perfect either. And sometimes we make bad choices that gradually work us into such a terrible place. Bad choices ruin our lives. I remember for much of my first 36 years, I made bad choices and eventually I'm in a bad place. The circumstances, they were different to Ruth's, but no matter, the result was the same. It was in that dark place that Jesus came and found me. As I began to discover his love, he began to teach me to make good choices over time, and it did take time. Those good choices bore fruit. My life began to turn around. Good choices, good fruit. It's not rocket science, is it? And as we make good choices, choices of loyalty and sacrifice and diligence and hard work, just as Ruth did, as we embark on what sometimes feels like a difficult journey towards God's blessing, people notice. They notice God's at work in our lives. They can see the fruit starting to grow, and then the mighty blessing of God falls on our lives. When things aren't going well, we're tempted, seriously tempted, let me say, to make bad decisions, to behave badly. Think about it. Someone hurts us. What do we want to do? We want to get revenge. We want to behave badly, don't we? Ruth, when her husband died, could have curled up in the fetal position and let out a primeval scream and become self-absorbed. She didn't. She honored Naomi, her mother-in-law. She took a courageous decision to take on the God of Israel as her God, to journey to a foreign land to work hard. And people noticed, and the blessing of God fell on her. Many centuries later, the Apostle Paul wrote this verse in the New Testament. It's a verse I come back to again and again in my own life because it's so powerful. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, "So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up." Friend, God means for us to journey into his blessing. Why? Is he a meanie? Does he want us to work hard for the reward? No. It's because of his great love, the love of his Father's heart, that he wants us to experience his blessing in our lives by walking into, by growing into that blessing. Think about it. It's exactly what any parent wants for their child. Sure, to bless them, but to see them grow and mature into that blessing so that the blessing becomes a rich and powerful influence in their lives. It's exactly what God's like. And as we're going to continue to see on the program, there was yet so much more blessing coming Ruth's way, just as there is so much more blessing for you and for me. Social media, well, love it or hate it, it's a powerful reality in the lives of billions of people here in the 21st century. Of course, some terrible things happen in that whole social media world, which is why it's so important to use this medium to bless people for God's glory. So, if you're on Facebook, head across to the Christianity Works page and press the like button. When you do, you'll start seeing some positive and uplifting posts from us in your feed, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, when you're touched by one of them, you can share them with your friends, becoming something of a social media missionary for the glory of God. Look, we need to be out there sharing the good news of Jesus. Amen? Well, this is one of the simple, practical, and powerful ways that you can do that. So visit the Christianity Works page on Facebook, hit the like button, and be encouraged and blessed, as well as share some of that with your friends too. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.